We have Carol from La Mesa, California. How are you, Carol?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I'm curious. I'm not sure I understand. You know, I know a lot of really good people that seem to go along okay, and then something tragic, like I've got a friend whose cousin just committed suicide.
Oh,
and I have
sorry.
Another friend, you know, where he lost his job and no good reason. And
yeah.
And I just don't understand why these things, you know, happen to people. They're doing the best they can.
Sure.
They're trying to live a good life, and then something happens that just knocks them down, and it just doesn't seem right.
Yeah. It doesn't seem right, and it's not right. And there is some reason why those things happen. Unfortunately, nobody on the face of this earth could explain why. When the Bible talks about suffering and why bad things happen to people, the Bible does give some information as to why we have suffering in the world in general. What the Bible does not do is explain why suffering gets proportioned the way it does. For example, the Bible will not tell us why a poor little 6-year-old girl dies of leukemia and some mobster lives to be 80 years old.
Yeah.
The Bible will not explain why one person is confined to a wheelchair and I'm able to walk. But the Bible does not ignore that question either. There are two whole books in the Bible dedicated to that theme. One is the book of Ecclesiastes. The other is the book of Job. And those books ask the hard questions. And the only answer that they come up with is that it's a mystery. But I think there could be something profound in Christians grasping the fact that it's a mystery, because all too often, well-meaning Christians, when they see somebody suffering, will go over and try to give advice. That's what happened in the book of Job. Job was suffering so much he was practically on his deathbed, and he had three friends who sat by his bedside, and for a couple of days, about 7 days to be exact, they did it right. They sat there, they kept their big mouths shut, and all Job knew was that his friends were there for him. But human beings, being what they were, eventually they could not resist opening up their big mouths. And after a while, they said things such as what Christians would say today. Well, you know, if God were really the center of your life, maybe this wouldn't be happening. Or have you been tithing? Or is Christ the center of your marriage? And the truth is, Job hadn't done anything wrong. Now, yeah, Job was a sinner. And like all of us, he had done some things wrong. But Job was not out of sync with his relationship with God. He had not done anything that particularly merited this. Now, you and I can read that.
Mm-hmm.
And we read about God and Satan having a conversation. And Satan goes, boy, I'll bet if I took all these goodies from him and made him sick, he'd start cursing you. And God says, well, I'll allow you to do that and watch. He won't curse me. We get that sneak peek behind the curtain. What I find fascinating is that Job never learned that. Or if he did, it's not told us, because at the end of the book, we have something that looks like it's going to be a climax. And then it looks like it was actually very anticlimactic. Job's sitting on his bed saying, if only the Almighty were here. If only I had an audience with God. Have you ever done that, Carol, where you said, boy, if God were here, the questions I would ask, and I have too. And it happens. And God comes in the whirlwind. And you think you're going to hear all the answers. And what's fascinating is God goes, hey, Job, I have a question for you. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? Oh, you weren't there? Well, that's my answer. You're a man and I'm God. Now, does that mean that there wasn't a reason why Job suffered? No, there was a reason. The message of the book of Job is not that there isn't a reason for suffering. The message of the book of Job is we will not always know why we are suffering. Why is there suffering in the world in general? Well, that the Bible answers. Because the first human beings turned away from God and chose to live a life of sin. Sin ultimately came in the world. The Bible tells us why sin and evil and suffering came into the world. It tells us that through the death and resurrection and ultimately the return of Christ, sin and death and evil will go away from the world. We came from paradise. We're going to be restored to paradise. We know where we came from. We know where we're going. We know at least a little bit on how to live in the meantime. That's pretty good stuff. That's not too shabby. But why the evil gets proportioned the way it does, there's no answer. Unless, of course, God actually speaks to a prophet and says, yes, in this case, Israel is suffering under the Babylonians because they disobeyed me. There are times when God will reveal why we're suffering. But if we haven't actually heard from him, and all too often Christians speak up as though they've heard from God when they really haven't heard anything, all too often we do a grave disservice and give advice when really what the person needed was for us to just be there and be with them and be their friends, like Job's friends did for 7 days and then ultimately strayed away from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that because I think that's what I need to do for my friends, just to be there for them.
Just being there for them, Carol, is going to do so much more for them than if you tried to give them advice. And, of course, you wouldn't really know what to tell them anyway. I wouldn't know what to tell them. So you can still show the love of Christ to them.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling. It was a great question. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.